वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, हैव यू एवर फेल्ट लाइफ इज बीइंग अनफेयर? इट्स लाइक यू आर डूइंग एवरीथिंग राइट, बट स्टिल थिंग्स डोंट गो योर वे। So while it may feel tough right now, it's in these moments of struggle that we truly learn and grow. Therefore, here's some wisdom from Gurbani that might help ease your mind and bring a sense of peace to your heart. Take a moment to let it sink in and remember, you are not alone in this journey. So, as mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 1140, Gur kahya jo hoye sab prab te, tab kaada chhod achint hum sote. Meaning, the Guru says that whatever happens is all by God's will. Therefore, one should abandon sadness and sleep without anxiety, having faith in Almighty. Now, moving to the episode. Previously, we discussed that Guru Nanak Dev Ji and Pai Mardana Ji were in Achal Batala. After blessing the people and Siddhs of Achal Batala, Guru Nanak Dev Ji and Pai Mardana Ji are now on their way back to Kartarpur. While on their way, when Guru Nanak Ji was resting at the outskirts of a town, a person named Ubare Khan came to meet him. However, firstly, let us know who Ubare Khan is and why did he want to meet Guru Nanak Dev Ji. A few days back, Ubare Khan met his friend Sheikh Malo. Ubare Khan saw that his friend was extremely joyful and carefree, as if all of his worries had somehow been washed away. Ubare Khan then asked him the reason for such bliss. Sheikh Malo then said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Suno Ubare Khan, jo khudaye, Nanak naam kahayo aaye, jeh gun nag raj nit gaavat, तदप नहीं पार को पावत, सो कैसे मैं सुख ते पाखो, सदा नाम को उर मैं राखो. Meaning, I have met the Almighty in this human world who calls himself Nanak. My egoistic mind has been freed from false beliefs by the Master, and I have found refuge at his feet. The Almighty has given me the gift of the word of Naam. The path to the Lord's abode has been revealed to me. I have experienced a bliss in my heart that I would not trade, not even for the delights of heaven. Listening to this, Ubare Khan then said, I too want to meet and get a glimpse of this heavenly soul. Guide me towards him. You see, my friends, Ubare Khan was also a seeker of Almighty. Even though he had sat at the feet of several peers and fakirs, his heart's frantic thumping had not eased. He He still deeply yearned for the Almighty in his thoughts and soul. Sheikh Malo then said, "I would love to help you, but I fear one thing, that your pride in Islam will keep you unfriendly and rigid towards him. Moreover, I worry that you will refuse to accept or bow to him and receive the bliss as it comes from a Hindu saint." Ubare Khan, after a thought, said, "If there is a true saint who can lead me to Almighty, then I will meet him. Why should I allow my simple-minded ego to get in the way when I discover that my scholarly friend Malo has now met his master in a Hindu saint? I am also going to check for myself." Taking guidance from Sheikh Malo, Ubare Khan learnt about Guruji's whereabouts and came to meet him. On the way, he prepared several questions to put Guru Nanak Ji's abilities and knowledge to test. He made the decision to maintain his dignity up until he discovered in Guru Nanak Ji the attributes that would make him worthy of Ubare Khan's respect. Now, preparing all this, Ubare Khan arrived. However, as soon as he saw Guru Nanak Ji's radiant face, all of his well-considered questions and commitment to maintain his dignity vanished. The restless thumping of his heart calmed down, and there was such an overwhelming display of love radiating from Guruji's face that he just greeted him and sat near Guruji. After some time, Ubare Khan then asked, "Who is greater, Hindu or Muslim?" Guru Nanak Ji smiled at his question and said, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, "Shri Guru Panyo, Pakh Je Do, Char Divas Ke Jano So, De Mritak Mati Ral Jai, Murakh Badde Janam Gavai." Meaning, the most narrow-minded individual is the one who asks such question. Nobody identifies as Muslim or Hindu. So my friend, try not to be caught up in the arrogance of authority and ideology. Neither a Muslim nor a Hindu can be more or less precious to Almighty in and of themselves. Therefore, no one can ever declare supremacy based only on their connection with a certain faith. A man's journey towards God is determined by his character, which is shaped and manifested through good, noble, unselfish acts of love and service, that is seva. All arguments centered around superiority are damaging since they feed pride in one's own abilities. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 266, "Sarb Tarm Mein Sresht Tarm, Har Ko Naam Jap Nirmal Karam." Meaning, "Of all religions, the best religion is to chant the name of the Almighty and maintain pure conduct." Now, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, सुनत उबारे खान को प्रेम प्यो मन आई। कहे तपा जी चरण निज मोको दर्श दिखाई। मीनिंग लिसनिंग टू सच वर्ड्स उबारे खान्स हार्ट वॉज फिल्ड विद लव एंड ही हम्बली रिक्वेस्टेड गुरु नानक जी टू अलाउ हिम टू बो डाउन एट हिज फीट। Ubare Khan had found his master in Guru Nanak ji. Ubare Khan arose a different man after bowing and made a lifelong commitment to follow Guru Nanak ji's path of love, dedication and service to Almighty. However, a powerful Muslim saint came to humiliate Guru Nanak ji after learning that Ubare Khan had become Guru ji's devotee and had abandoned his faith. Tune in next Tuesday to know what happens next. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.